content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's jump right in with this one from Real Simple. You've cleaned the whole house ahead of time, so here are almost instant spruce-ups designed to be done the day of. And they're talking of Thanksgiving prep, of course. And Thanksgiving is generally the theme for today. Before the party, save vacuuming for the morning before a big dinner party, suggests Becky Repinchuk, founder of the site Clean Mama. Slow and deliberate movements pick up the most dirt. Wipe surfaces, wipe bathroom surfaces with glass cleaner and a microfiber cloth. Ahead of curious visitors, there's bound to be one guest who asks for the grand tour, so send each family member to their room with the following tasks. Take bedding to the laundry room, turn off the ceiling fan and dust it with a damp microfiber cloth, shine windows with glass cleaner and run a microfiber duster along blinds. Then pass the vacuum from room to room, or just set a timer for 20 minutes and have everyone do what they can. Beyond that, don't worry about it. For overnight guests, dust surfaces and move daily clutter into a closet or office. There's no shame in having off-limits spaces. Shut the door and say to guests, hey, do me a favor, don't go in there. It's a disaster right now, says Melissa Maker, founder of the cleaning company Clean My Space. And for surprise drop-ins, a good-smelling home suggests the space is cleaner than it actually is, says Melissa Witulski, Mary Maid's house cleaning expert. Open windows to circulate air and add 2 cinnamon sticks and a drop of vanilla extract to a pot of boiling water for an inviting aroma. From Good Housekeeping, Turkey Day Family Picks. First, Macy's Thanksgiving Parade Special. That's on Thanksgiving Day from 9 a.m. till noon Eastern Time on NBC. Host Al Roker says the highlight this year will be the Smokey the Bear balloon. It's his 75th birthday, Roker says. He's the original guy wearing dad jeans. I'm a big fan of the smoke. Then there's A Christmas Wish, 8 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime. What could happen when you set a box that, according to lore, grants wishes in the middle of the town square? Add one sister who convinces the other to ask for true love, and you get this heart warmer. And Friends Thanksgiving Episode Marathon, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, on TBS. Rachel's epic trifle failure and Monica and Ross's intense football rivalry are perfect for leftovers are put away and we've all changed into our stretchy pants watching. Those were some good episodes. From Real Simple, what's the secret to a happy family gathering? People gave in their suggestions. People wrote in. First, let everyone help. Everyone wants to contribute, and it really takes a lot of stress off you as a host. That was Anne Long of Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I can fit more of these in if I don't tell you who did them. An empty dishwasher and trash can before the gathering begins. These are secrets to a happy Thanksgiving gathering. The secret for my family is playing games together, especially board games. Another person said, we have a cell phone bucket at the front door. When we have family over for dinner, everyone puts their phone in the bucket on silent. Be organized and prepare your meals in advance so you can spend quality time with your family. Make it inclusive. Invite everyone and be sure all feel welcome. At this time, our country feels more divided than I can ever remember. So, though some family members might not agree with everyone's life choices, we must all respect the right for each individual to make those choices. In our family, the secret's very simple. Lots of food and drink and no discussions about politics or religion. Another suggestion, our most wonderful family gathering yet, was a simple ice cream sundae bar for dinner. Everyone brought a few of their favorite toppings to sample. The kids loved it, and cleanup was simple. We have a saying in our family, if there's pumpkin pie in the house, it shall be had for breakfast. Every year on the morning after Thanksgiving, our family of 7 piles onto one bed and eats leftover pumpkin pie. The kids are all grown now, and we still look forward to this tradition every year. Another person's suggestion, just nod and smile. Have a code. Look, a dolphin. When the conversation drifts to a controversial topic.
Ah.
How about creating space for people to have alone time between all the togetherness is key. This could be a nice walk outdoors to help digest dinner or a brief nap. A potluck so everyone feels like a contributor and knows there'll be something they like. A champagne toast. Once the family settles into a nice, clean home with welcoming guest rooms, it's time to savor a bottle of champagne. Kids get sparkling grape juice. Each couple gets matching flutes, and we set the tone for a celebratory time. And we have two more. We joyfully tell and retell our stories to maintain the connection balance between siblings and have the younger generations understand how we became who we are, where we came from, and potentially where we'll go. And the last one, a start time and an end time with an open house policy. For example, come by any time between 3 and 8 p.m. Stay as long or as briefly as you like. No pressure. Next from Good Housekeeping, a very vintage Christmas will be on November 27th on Lifetime. When Dodie, played by Tia Mowry Hardrick, discovers a hidden box of mementos of a romance, she becomes determined to find the owner. Helping her out is the impossibly handsome Edward, played by Jesse Hutch, who now lives at the listed address. Magical happy endings never go out of style. And another option, or more options, family night at the theater, if you want, on Thanksgiving. We've got one. A awaited sequel, Frozen 2, came out November 22nd. 6 years after the original film, the central question is, why does Elsa, played by Idina Menzel, have magical powers? Finding the answer will take the Queen of Arendelle, Anna, played by Kristen Bell, Kristoff, played by Jonathan Groff, and Olaf, played by Josh Gad, on another thrilling wintry adventure. And yes, the music is just as epic as before. Next, we've got Jumanji, The Next Level. That's an action flick. Comes out December 13th. The same high school crew heads back into the game to rescue one of their own. This time around, though, Danny Glover, Crazy Rich Asian star Awkwafina, and Danny DeVito join in on the mayhem. The game has changed and is more perilous than ever. And for a charming adventure, The Aeronauts. It'll be in theaters December 6th and on Amazon Prime December 20th. The year is 1862. The mission for real-life meteorologist James Glacier, played by Eddie Redmayne, and fictional pilot Amelia Wren, played by Felicity Jones, is to fly a hot air balloon higher than anyone ever has before. The special effects and perilous plot twists are worth a trip to the cinema. Next, from Woman's Day, we've got a couple of smaller things here. Daily Dilemma. How can I handle different opinions at family events? And there are three tips. Ask fun questions. Come prepared with lighthearted conversation starters. For example, what present that you wanted as a kid but never received would you still be excited about getting now? Nostalgia can create a positive vibe. Or redirect the discussion. Since everyone's holiday goal is to strengthen connection, not win debates, keep in mind that not every comment warrants a response. Refocus a tense conversation by switching to a more neutral topic. And stick up for yourself the right way. Be respectful, yet true to your beliefs. To do so in a non-confrontational manner, validate the person. I appreciate how you want to engage everyone. And then explain your perspective and offer to share resources. Also, Women's Day, this is on the other side of this page. Kick back. This is for downtime you deserve. Women's Day's picks for the best in new books, music, and more. In books, All This Could Be Yours by Jamie Attenberg, Attenberg. This is for fans of Parenthood, The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls, The Vacationers by Emma Straub. A fractured family reunites at the deathbed of its patriarch in New Orleans. Next in TV, Christmas Reservations. This is for fans of Sleepless in Seattle, or Serendipity, or just any charming romance. Melissa Joan Hart is super organized event planner who finds her own path to romance. And this actually came out November 2nd. You'll probably be able to DVR it. Watch a movie, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. This is for fans of live-action Disney adaptations, Once Upon a Time and Grimm. In this Disney sequel, Maleficent and her goddaughter Aurora form opposing alliances that test the strength of their relationship. This came out in theaters October 18th. And in music, listen to Threads by Sheryl Crow. This is for fans of Bonnie Raitt, Neil Young, Mavis Staples, or Melissa Etheridge. It's a 17-track album featuring collaborations with Bonnie Raitt, Mavis Staples, Willie Nelson, and Johnny Cash, among others. From Real Simple, Road Test, Fall Flavors. We tested 157 items. These six will satisfy your autumn cravings and make you feel cozy all season long. Best sweet potato is Terra Sweet Potato Chips, made with just three ingredients, sweet potatoes, vegetable oil, and sea salt. These chips have an ideal balance of sweet and salty. The thick-cut ripples give them a sturdy crunch, so serve them with your favorite dip or alongside a bowl of chili. $4 at grocery stores, and it's Terra, T-E-R-R-A. Next, Best Pumpkin Spice, Whole Foods Market 365 brand, Spiced Pumpkin Pancake and Waffle Mix, a fall upgrade on a classic. With buttermilk and real pumpkin, this mix makes holiday breakfast a breeze. $5 at Whole Foods. Best Cinnamon, McConnell's Fine Ice Creams Cinnamon and Oatmeal Raisin Cookies. Swirled with cinnamon, this ice cream is made with grass-fed milk and packed with chunks of freshly baked cookies. $12 at McConnell's.com. Best Maple Flavor? Base Culture Maple Almond Butter. Sweetened with maple sugar, this chunky nut butter's loaded with crushed almonds. Stir it into oatmeal or spread it on toast for a morning treat. It's available for $9 at grocery stores. Best Apple, Stonewall Kitchen's Caramel Apple Butter. This decadent spread tastes like apple pie in a jar. Enjoy it as a topping for baked fruit and ice cream or spread it on slabs of spiced cake. It's available for $8 at stonewallkitchen.com. And Best Cranberry, Vermont Creamery Cranberry Orange and Cinnamon Goat Cheese. Tangy and fruity, this versatile log is great crumbled over salads or as the centerpiece of your Thanksgiving cheese board. It's available for $5 at grocery stores. From Good Housekeeping, spoiler alert, these favorite TV shows have new episodes, and they're good. First, A Million Little Things. If you've been known to throw the remote in frustration, beware around Thanksgiving. Showrunner DJ Nash says there will be infuriating twists. You will watch these friends make some choices, and some of them are really bad. The Masked Singer, the wonderfully weird talent show, gets more bizarre thanks to chemistry between Thingamajig and Judge Nicole Scherzinger before Halloween. They have this Beauty and the Beast moment, says showrunner Izzy Pick Ibarra. And in This Is Us, earlier this year, creator Dan Fogelman told us, Jack remains at the center of the orbit, but some of the more mysterious or dramatic pulls of the series might start falling into the hands of other characters in the back half of the series. And in movies, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood came out November 22nd. Nobody but Tom Hanks, who has the same contagious positivity, could play Mr. Fred Rogers. In this movie, based on the real-life interactions Rogers had with an Esquire writer, played by Matthew Rhys, the icon shows the writer how important it is for people to lean on one another. Hanks has said he was struck with Rogers' wisdom. He wasn't simply entertaining children or trying to turn them into consumers. He was gentle and kind and meant to soothe the fears of kids who don't know how the real world works. This movie is the adult version of that. Next, from Martha Stewart Living, Star Starter. If you've got holiday company, you can't please everyone all the time, except at breakfast, thanks to this versatile batter, which can be tweaked to make muffins, pancakes, or donuts, basically any morning treat a house full of guests or your own lucky family can dream up. And if somebody tries to stump you by asking for waffles, whip out the iron, grease it, pour in the batter, and cook until crisp, 4 to 5 minutes, leaving them wondering, is there nothing she can't do? So here's your all-purpose breakfast batter. In a large bowl, whisk together 2 cups unbleached all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 1/4 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Add 1 1/2 cups room temperature buttermilk, 2 large eggs, 6 tablespoons melted unsalted butter, and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Stir the ingredients until just combined, with a few small lumps remaining. Use immediately. For blueberry muffins, line a muffin tin with baking cups. Stir 1 1/4 cups of blueberries into the batter. Divide among the cups. Sprinkle tops with 2 tablespoons of sugar. Bake in a 375-degree oven until a toothpick comes out clean, 20 to 22 minutes. Let cool 5 minutes in the tin, then transfer muffins to a wire rack and let cool completely. For banana pancakes, stir 1/4 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips and 1/2 cup sliced bananas into the batter. Spoon 1/4 cup of batter portions onto a greased non-stick skillet over medium heat. Cook, flipping once until golden brown, 4 to 6 minutes. Serve with unsalted butter, more sliced bananas, and pure maple syrup. And for baked donuts, brush 2 donut pans with melted unsalted butter. Spoon the batter in. Bake in a 325-degree oven until the tops spring back, 12 to 14 minutes. Let cool slightly, flip out of the pans. Brush with more butter and toss in cinnamon sugar. Also from Martha Stewart Living, do I really need a roasting rack to cook my turkey? This was Angie Eisenson from Newcastle, Washington. Martha's answered, what you actually need is elevation to create a channel that allows hot air to circulate underneath your bird, ensuring even roasting all around. A rack offers that and keeps your turkey from sitting in its drippings, which prevents the skin from crisping up. But if you don't have a rack, a few thick slices of any bread will do. Just place them snugly between the turkey and the pan, tucking in the edges to avoid burning. As the bird cooks, its drippings will make the bread toasty, not soggy. Or put down a bed of halved onions and oranges, and the turkey's juices will take on a subtle citrus flavor, a tasty base for homemade gravy. From Woman's Day, cranberry applesauce. Adding an apple and cider to cranberries gives this staple sauce a fresh-from-the-orchard taste. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 40. It makes 2 3/4 cups at a cost per serving of 29 cents. Here's what you need. 1 pound of cranberries, fresh or frozen, is fine. 1 small apple, peeled, cored, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. 1 cup apple cider. 1/2 cup dark brown sugar. 1 tablespoon grated peeled fresh ginger. 4 sprigs of fresh thyme. In a medium saucepan, combine cranberries, apple, cider, sugar, ginger, and thyme. Bring mixture to a boil, then reduce heat and simmer, stirring occasionally until cranberries burst and sauce has thickened 20 to 25 minutes. Discard the thyme. Serve warm or at room temperature. To make ahead, refrigerate the cranberry sauce up to 5 days or freeze for up to 2 months. If frozen, thaw overnight in the refrigerator. Warm in a small saucepan on medium or serve at room temperature. From Real Simple's Cooking School, your guide to Thanksgiving leftovers. heating them, freezing them, and most importantly, eating them. First, the roast turkey. Cut meat off the bones, wrap in foil, and place in freezer bags. Use bones for stock. For an Instant Pot version, add them with onions, carrots, celery, and herbs. Cover with water by 1 inch and cook on high pressure 30 minutes with natural release. Strain and use for soup, risotto, or gumbo. For your baked side dishes, such as sweet potato casserole, to maintain the texture of dishes like that or gratin and stuffing, avoid microwaving. Reheat in a wide oven-proof container covered with foil at 300 degrees until warm in the middle. Then uncover and broil briefly, or if using a toaster oven, toast to crisp up the top. For mashed potatoes, always reheat with a bit more milk and a pat of butter. Or use straight from the fridge as a topping for a quick shepherd's pie. For an easy fall soup, thin out with chicken broth and simmer with sautéed leeks, thyme, and a dash of white wine. How about the rolls, breads, and biscuits that are left over? Cube rolls and freeze to use in strata, bread pudding, or more, yes, more, stuffing. Toast the cornbread and biscuits to eat with jam the next day, or crumble and mix with butter and brown sugar to make a quick baking cobbler topping for cooked fruit. What about the pies? Store fruit pies loosely wrapped in plastic at room temperature to maintain the crust texture. Stash pumpkin, pecan, and icebox pies in the fridge. Eat with yogurt for breakfast or layer with ice cream and maple syrup for a next day dessert. And how long will it keep? Let's see. Turkey in the fridge 3 to 4 days and in the freezer 3 months. Gravy 2 days in the fridge and 2 months in the freezer. Stuffing 3 days in the fridge, 3 months in the freezer, like it would last that long in my house. Mashed potatoes 3 to 4 days in the fridge, 2 months in the freezer. Sweet potatoes 3 days in the fridge, don't freeze them. Cranberry sauce 2 weeks in the fridge, 2 months in the freezer. Breads 1 to 2 days at room temperature or a month in the freezer. Fruit pies 2 days at room temperature. Other pies 2 days in the fridge. From Good Housekeeping, stuffing meatballs. So if you've got leftover stuffing, here we go. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time as well, 25. We need 1 large egg, 1 clove of garlic pressed, kosher salt and pepper, 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley chopped, optional, 1 cup leftover cooked stuffing, roughly chopped, 1 pound ground beef, 1 cup marinara sauce warmed, 4 thick slices of bread toasted, ricotta and or grated Parmesan cheese for serving. Heat your broiler. Line large rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil. In a large bowl, whisk together egg, garlic, 2 tablespoons water, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in parsley if using. Add stuffing and mix to combine. Add beef and mix to combine. Form meat mixture into 1.5-inch balls, about 20 of them total. Place on prepared baking sheet. Broil until cooked through 6 to 8 minutes. Toss with marinara and spoon over the toast. Dollop with the ricotta and sprinkle with Parmesan if desired. And this serves 4. More leftovers. Woman's Day brings this one. Crunchy turkey salad with oranges. Active and total time only 10 minutes. 267 per serving, and it serves 4. We need 3 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, kosher salt, 1 large Napa cabbage, about 2.5 pounds, halved and thinly sliced, about 8 cups, 1/4 of a small red cabbage, or about 4 ounces, thinly sliced, about 1 cup, 3 cups shredded leftover turkey breast or rotisserie chicken, 4 scallions, thinly sliced, 2 cara-cara oranges, segmented and cut into pieces, 2 medium carrots, peeled and coarsely grated, or about 2 cups, half of a cup of crunchy chow mein noodles, and half cup roasted almonds, chopped. In a large bowl, whisk together the sesame oil, rice vinegar, lime juice, brown sugar, red pepper flakes, and half teaspoon salt. Add the cabbages, turkey, scallions, oranges, and carrots. Toss until well combined. Then top with noodles and roasted almonds. From Woman's Day, cranberry sauce. We challenge two of our test kitchen pros to show us why they're thankful for holiday leftovers. So we've got two here using cranberry sauce. First, tangy cocktail meatballs. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 25. Serves 8 at a cost of $1.34 a serving. In a large saucepan, combine half cup leftover cranberry sauce, quarter cup rice wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons each low-sodium soy sauce and ketchup, 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon brown sugar, and a quarter cup water. Cook on medium-low, stirring until smooth. If desired, strain through a medium mesh strainer, then return to the pan. Add 1 2-pound package frozen pre-cooked cocktail-sized meatballs and cook covered, stirring occasionally until heated through 12 to 15 minutes. How about a creamy cranberry tart? Active time is 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 25. Serves 8, cost per serving $1.35. In a food processor, pulse 7 ounces of famous chocolate wafers to form fine crumbs. Add 6 tablespoons melted unsalted butter, pulse to combine. Then press into the bottom and up the side of a 14 by 4 inch tart pan with removable bottom. Refrigerate 20 minutes. In a stand mixer fitted with the whisk attachment, beat 8 ounces mascarpone and 2 tablespoons confectioner's sugar on medium until smooth. Add a half cup cold heavy cream and beat on high to form stiff peaks. Fold in half cup leftover cranberry sauce and spoon into prepared crust. Refrigerate until firm, about 1 hour. And from Martha Stewart Living, thanks again. You don't need us to tell you to slice up the extra turkey and tuck it in a roll with some cranberry sauce, but we can help you turn Thursday's delicious leftovers into a truly memorable weekend update with a turkey melt with gravy mayo. Preheat your broiler with a rack in top position. Whisk together 2 tablespoons chilled gravy, 1 tablespoon mayonnaise, and a half teaspoon Dijon mustard. Season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Place 1 slice toasted sourdough sandwich bread on a baking sheet. Top with 1 tablespoon cranberry sauce, quarter cup of sliced turkey, and 1 ounce Swiss cheese. Spoon gravy mayo over the top. Broil until puffed and golden, 2 minutes. And I must say, it looks quite tasty. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138.